Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's just about 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And first things first, Dave, we should say a big thank you to everyone who helped us out during our abbreviated fall pledge period the last few days.
Yes, indeed, Dan. Todd Gleason and I want to thank the 129 agricultural supporters who pledged almost $15,000 in our recently concluded drive. And your contributions helped us to surpass our overall goal. Thanks to your generosity, WILL Radio received more than $207,000 in pledges. And Todd and I would also like to welcome aboard 30 new agricultural friends of WILL. If you did not get a chance to make a contribution, you can still pledge at our secure online site, WILLpledge.org. Again, Todd and I want to thank each of you for making a big, big difference. U.S. consumer prices rose at the sharpest level in 4 months during September as energy costs picked up after 3 months of decline. The Labor Department said that the consumer price index rose at a 0.3% rate last month after declining 0.1 of a percentage point in August. Midwest direct hog markets today generally are expected to be steady, although there are cases where markets are expected to show some weakness. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with tops from $36 to $40. Peoria steady today, with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, October 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,840 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $43 to $58.11. The weighted average, $54.14, a loss of 12 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.92 to $46.19. The weighted average, $43.48. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 18,471. The base price range, $43 to $61. The weighted average, $57.99, a gain of 7 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34 to $48.50, and the weighted average was $45.73. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. Well, in Brazil, scattered thunderstorms Tuesday and early today were limited to the region from southern Mato Grosso do Sul into Paraná, Santa Catarina, and northern Rio Grande do Sul. A few showers also extended to the northern into western Mato Grosso. Rainfall ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to up to 0.8 of an inch in interior southern parts of the nation, while amounts to the north were erratic and mostly light. High temperatures Tuesday were mostly in the 80s and 90s, and lows were in the upper 60s and 70s. No dramatic change were made to the forecast this morning. Southern Brazil will receive rain most significantly, but some welcome rain will also occur more frequently from Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul to southern Minas Gerais. All of the precipitation that falls in center and west, central south Brazil will be welcome, but it will likely still be considered below average of this time of year in many areas. Some improvement in soil moisture is expected with the center south and center west rainfall, but a further improvement in rainfall will still be necessary. Far southern Brazil will stay plenty wet, with the next general rain event expected Sunday night through Tuesday of next week. High temperatures are reaching the 80s and 90s in central and northern portions of Brazil's grain and oilseed region daily for the next 2 weeks, and highs further south will be in the 70s and 80s, most often with a couple warmer days expected this weekend ahead of the approaching storm system. In Argentina, dry and warm weather occurred Tuesday. Highs were in the 70s and 80s, and early morning temperatures were mostly in the 40s and 50s. No significant changes were made to the forecast overnight. A favorable mix of rain and sunshine will occur in the next 2 weeks, resulting in good corn and sunseed planting and establishment conditions. Winter wheat will benefit as well. Temperatures will be seasonably warm for the next week to 10 days. Daily highs will vary from the 70s and 80s in the south and 80s and some 90s in the north. Lows will be rarely cooler than the upper 40s and 50s. In the U.S. Midwest, rain Tuesday was reported from Michigan to Ohio and Indiana and from eastern South Dakota to Wisconsin. Totals from earlier today range from a few hundredths of an inch to 65 one-hundredths of an inch. Most areas reported less than 4/10 of an inch since early today. Showers have been developing in far southwestern portions of the Corn Belt. High temperatures Tuesday afternoon were in the 50s and 60s north to lower and middle 70s in the south. One of the big changes in the forecast today has been the increase in rain intensity and wind expected in the western Corn Belt today into Friday. Rainfall of 1 to 3 inches will be widespread except in a few southern locations. Wind speeds of 20 to 40 miles per hour will evolve Thursday into Friday, and that coupled with the risk of severe thunderstorms in some southern locations might induce a minor amount of crop damage. The rain poses the largest risk since the ground is already saturated and flooding may become more of an issue, keeping farmers out of the fields for an extended period of time. All crops need to dry out, especially across the western corn belt. A brief cooling will follow today through Friday's storm in the western Corn Belt and the plains, but temperature changes in the eastern Midwest will be more minor. Warmer than usual conditions will return to most of the Midwest this weekend, with the next round of cooling coming in the early to middle part of next week. No cooler than usual temperatures will occur until the second week of the outlook. Highs over the next few days will vary from the upper 40s to lower 60s in the northwest, and the 60s and 70s central and 70s and 80s in the south. Freezes will be becoming more common the second week of the two-week outlook, when temperatures will turn the coolest. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, a few showers brought less than 10% rainfall coverage of up to a tenth of an inch in the Delta Tuesday, while a half to 6/10 of an inch were reported in northern Alabama. The Delta and Southeast will see significant rainfall and delays to field work beginning today and continue through early next week. The heaviest rain expected east of the Mississippi River in the Delta and from southeast Alabama and northwest Florida through South Carolina, where they do need the rainfall. The weather will turn drier by the middle of next week, but it will take a few days to allow fields to dry sufficiently for field work to resume. That's your growing area's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's go ahead and bring on our analyst today. He is Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. As we were talking on the phone before this broadcast, you were of the opinion that maybe it isn't whatever fundamentally is going on in the grains, at least today, that might be moving the marketplace.
Right, and that doesn't necessarily just apply to today, in my opinion. You know, from day to day, different things obviously impact the market, but it sure seems like, you know, you and I were talking, the Consumer Price Index released this morning was up, what was it you said again, Dave?
3/10 of one percentage point.
There you go. So that certainly, you know, as we talked, it becomes harder and harder with different evidence that gets released. You know, how do you fight the talk of inflation? How do you disregard the fact that perhaps we're seeing inflation? And I mean, those things are there, and to that end, I think we have to focus on what impacts that might have on corn, soybeans, wheat, cattle, all sorts of different commodities that are out there, gold for another example. So even though from day to day, you know, obviously we have report days and we have export releases and things like that, so from day to day we you know, we certainly will see fundamental issues come to the forefront that might move things a little one way or the other. But, you know, as we look today versus a month from now, I think it's important to recognize that there's a lot of indications that we're seeing some inflation and that possibly it will continue too. And, you know, the dollar's pretty weak, which generally speaking is good for commodities. So, you know, I don't know how the Fed will address this the next time that they meet, but I would imagine they're going to have to do something a little more proactive, I guess, to address some of the possible inflation issues as we move forward.
All right, then. Let's turn to some particulars, and let's look at the wheat charts, where it appears that a head and shoulders top is being formed. But yesterday and overnight, we're banging up against the neckline, and so it's not exactly in the bag that we have a head and shoulders top yet.
No, and I think, quite frankly, that the discussion I just threw out there about inflation, you know, personally, I think that that plays right into this technical picture in wheat. You know, if we would see the wheat market turn higher, it probably would be significantly higher, and I think that that is, you know, more due to inflation-type pressures than anything. You know, certainly around the world we have a shortage in wheat, but at the same time, you know, the pressure that we've seen here lately in the wheat market, the negative pressure, you know, probably has a lot to do with the big corn or big wheat crop that's been planted and or is being planted. So, you know, wheat really is in an interesting spot. In other words, a month from now, I'm guessing, I should say, a month from now, we should know a lot more about the wheat market and the potential for it than we do today. You know, of course, from day to day, that makes it hard to play, and I don't think that anybody, you know, you better have a lot of risk capital if you're playing the wheat market right now, because 30-cent moves are, you know, one way one day and the other way the other the next day. It's certainly indicative of a market that is trying to find direction.
All right, then. Why don't you give us the calls for this morning, please?
Sure. I don't see any reason at this point this morning to vary too much from where we closed last night. With corn being down 3 last night, let's say corn will be down 1 to 3 this morning. You know, again, we got to remember that gold is up a little bit, the dollar's down, so that might soften those negative numbers from last night. Beans 5 to 7 lower last night. Let's look for close to a nickel lower open, and wheat, you know, we're probably looking somewhere unchanged to a nickel better in wheat as we open this morning, partly because of yesterday maybe being a little overdone, and again, support from last night and gold and all that. So.
All right. Thank you, Vince.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILO Urbana. We join the BBC in Progress.